Since 1996, when I saw 18 mangled sandhill crane carcasses lined up in an outbuilding at Audubon's Roe Sanctuary in Nebraska, I've always assumed National Audubon understood the dangers of energy transmission lines better than most organizations. And I somehow expected Audubon to take the lead on mandates to construct them underground or with flight diverters, and even more importantly, to focus a lot of their work on energy conservation and local production of clean energy. So instead of expanding the enormous energy grids we've been increasingly dependent on in the fossil fuel era, we could produce increasingly large amounts of clean energy right where it's used, reducing our dependence on so many transmission lines. This month at the American Ornithological Society meeting, I attended a session about a 2023 report produced by Audubon titled Birds and Transmission, Building the Grid Birds Need. Based on the presentation, it appeared that Audubon was promoting the construction of more, not fewer, transmission lines throughout the country. But because the talk went over the time limit, there was no opportunity to ask questions. When I came home, I found the actual report online, and yep, Audubon is supporting a much more massive electrical grid carried via transmission lines. Back when I was researching my 2006 book, Audubon was one of the many institutions still shying away from the, quote, controversy of climate change. Now that they have come on board, they've issued some wonderful reports about how vulnerable many species of birds are to various forces related to climate change. But in Birds and Transmission, Audubon focuses on how we need to massively expand the network of transmission lines crisscrossing the nation, up to 200,000 miles of new transmission lines. The authors of the report seem to believe that building up our transmission line capacity will automatically increase clean energy production. But transmission lines are indiscriminate, carrying electricity produced from dirty coal and other fossil fuels, as well as wind and solar. One of the candidates in this year's presidential election has been touting coal and oil and ridiculing clean energy. If he or anyone like him in the future prevails, Audubon's recommendations would contribute to, not mitigate, climate change. The report does discuss the importance of flight diverters to prevent collisions, but does not suggest installing them on new and replacement lines proactively when they'd be most cost-effective. Even though Audubon is finally acknowledging the crisis birds are facing with the changing climate, they don't seem to understand how vulnerable to climate change transmission lines are. That AOS meeting was sandwiched between two hurricanes, Helene and Milton, that knocked out power for millions of people. Our solar and wind facilities, just like fossil fuel power plants, need to be constructed closer, not further, from where the power is used to reduce our vulnerability to transmission lines being damaged by vandals, terrorists, wildfires, floods, and other events that promise to grow even more dangerous in the future. My house's 12 solar panels produce more energy than we use on most summer days. This far north, our winter days are short, and our heat is mostly generated via an electric heat pump, so our winter solar production is considerably smaller than our usage. But overall, way less energy, clean or dirty, is coming into our house via transmission lines than before we had the panels installed. I'm seeing more and more families, businesses, and farms installing solar panels, and I'm seeing more and more parking lots with solar canopies that provide shade for parked cars even as they produce energy. Much, much more is possible. Cities of any size virtually all have a lot of acreage covered with flat-roofed buildings, parking lots, and other places where solar energy could and should be produced. This is hardly to say that we must get rid of transmission lines, but conservationists and major organizations promoting a healthy environment for humans and wildlife should be working with government to support programs that will help people produce our own clean power closer to where we use it. We should be getting away from our dependence not just on fossil fuels, but also on the very corporations that got us into this horrifying fix in the first place. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.